Mike Kinzel back in studio with us.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And joining me, mayoral candidate Mike Vandersteen. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Hey, time getting short.
Yeah, we're looking at everything on our list of things we checked off and looking for a few things to do in this last week to make a difference.
Mike Vandersteen's been in government for years here in Sheboygan. He manages Du Bois in downtown Sheboygan. He's served on the city council in the past, currently serves on the Sheboygan County Board, was county board chairman for the two terms that you're allowed to be county board chairman in succession. Made a run for mayor a while back in Sheboygan, so no stranger to the political scene. We had the debate, thanks to Lakeland College, the Sheboygan Press, and the Chamber last week. I thought it was a good debate. I guess maybe your thoughts coming out of it.
Well, I think we both had a chance to stake out our positions on different issues, and there were a few good exchanges, taking pokes at each other. But I think we got a lot of good information out, and it was a respectful debate, and hopefully provided good information for the citizens.
Some of the things that were discussed during the debate and the issues that have come up in the campaign, I guess the first one that you guys went back and forth on was the garbage fee and the budget problems of last year.
Well, obviously, Mayor Van Ackren made this a campaign promise when he ran a year ago, but it became an obsession, I think, for him through his year as mayor, and really to the detriment of other things that were more important that should have been taken care of. I guess I really look at the council had a difficult decision to make because of levy caps. They couldn't increase the levy, and they needed to fund this, and they chose that fee, and I think it should sunset in 2015 as it's proposed. As I talk to people, it's kind of a non-issue for many voters. You know, it's a small amount of money, and they understand the problem. But what I want to look at doing is trying to revolutionize our garbage service like many communities have done. First of all, we're buying new trucks, so those trucks should be able to burn compressed natural gas. Quick now has a filling station here in town that we can take advantage of, and those will cut our fuel cost in half. The next thing I think we should do is clean the city up a little bit by going to a cart system. When people put their garbage out on the streets or their alleys, there's all kinds of stuff that happens, and animals get at it and different things. If we go to a cart system, we'll have a much cleaner looking city, even on garbage pickup day in that district. And we'll also be able to streamline our service so the driver of that truck can dump all the garbage with the arms that are attached to it. And we'll save money there as well by streamlining the system over time.
You also talked about roads during the debate. That's one of the things that you are concentrating on as well, the streets of Sheboygan.
Yeah, no, I'm not just concentrating now because we have a freeze thaw cycle. When I was county board chairman, I got the county board to bond for $2.3 million additional 2 years ago to catch up with our road building program in Sheboygan County, because if you don't keep up with the maintenance, the cost just goes up astronomically. It gets twice as expensive or 10 times expensive if you have to completely rebuild that road. So we've got to stay up with this problem. And one of the things I brought up was a revolutionary new idea. It's called a hot in-place asphalt replacement. And if people want to Google, go to YouTube and search for the future of asphalt paving, they can see a 5-minute video that describes that. But basically, a machine rolls down the road, preheats the asphalt, grinds up the top 2 to 3 inches, and reconstitutes that in a furnace and mixer that they have, and it relays it down. You're recycling the asphalt that was in the road and laying it down flat again, so you have a whole new surface. It's got a 10-year life. And, you know, I've talked to Waukesha County. They've been using this for 4 years, and they've had great results. And I think we need to do things like this to extend the few dollars that we have for repaving and make it go much further.
You also talked about joint dispatch. You were involved in joint dispatch, obviously, on the county board. I know Mayor Van Ackren was critical about the initial cost that the county was proposing in the agreement.
Well, you're right. When we started that negotiation, we bundled in $8.5 million digital upgrade that we have to make for all of our emergency equipment for our radio contacts. contact. And the city said, no, we don't want anything to do with that project. We just like to deal with the dispatch proposal. And so that was divided out, and that number went from $5.7 or $8 million down to $3 million. We negotiated further and ended up with a number of $2.5 million that the city would give the county to buy all the new equipment and to make the changes in the sheriff's department to accommodate it, larger quarters for that area. And then the county in 2015 takes over the entire service, merges the employees that are employed both the city and the county, and continues to operate that into the future.
What do you see as the advantage? You know, you've sat on the city council, you're on the county board, you were county board chairman. What do you see that as an advantage?
Well, I really think that I've had a chance to see how government operates on both sides of the street, and I think I've built up a solid reputation in these last 15 years in the county, and I think that's going to serve me well as mayor. I'm going to get, I think, a little bit more trust and appreciation when we sit down at the table and talk about things. I also know how the county works, and so we can hopefully structure things that are going to benefit both sides, because in the end, they've got to be a win-win for both groups, and if we don't do that, then the taxpayers lose. And we've got to try to find more ways to work together in order to keep those tax bills down for the taxpayers.
What do you think you bring to the table that Terry doesn't?
Well, you know, the thing that I've did in the last 4 years as chairman, and even before it as chairman of the Healthcare Centers Committee, where we consolidated a couple of facilities and saved the taxpayers over $3 million through those consolidations, is that there's a lot of ideas out there. There's a lot of people that have different ideas, both Terry and I, but I've been able to make those things happen. You know, even when we go back to Joint Dispatch, I've been said that I didn't stand up for the city, but what I did is I stood up for a deal that could get done and accomplished, because we're only 10 supervisors in the city, and we needed a number of the county supervisors that serve other areas outside the city to agree to this deal in order to make it happen. So not only did we during the 4 years I was chairman, we lowered the tax levy and the tax rate 3 out of the 4 years. We developed an in-health clinic, and I worked very hard to put together partnerships with the city and the Sheboygan Area School District so they could also use that facility, as well as our county, for saving money in our health care of our employees. We negotiated agreement for a joint purchasing agent, and that saved both entities approximately $122,000 a year by not having another person in that role in the city. We optimized our county nursing homes. We prioritized all this discretionary programs, and we also streamlined our operations by consolidating 12 different departments into 6. So we eliminated some of our supervision and asked department heads to take on greater responsibilities in that process. And we developed business partnerships. The Sheboygan Economic Development Corporation was a partnership that was formed during my years as chairman, and we brought the business community together, the city and other towns and villages, to form that partnership that's going to drive our economic development in the future. And today we have a great success. American Orthodontics is having a grand opening at the facility a few blocks away, and they've consolidated their operations. And the Sheboygan Economic Development Corporation was real involved in that early on, to find out that in their retention calls that American Orthodontics was looking for a different place where they could consolidate, and they went to work finding a location and helping to get the state help and local help there to supplement that and keep them here in Sheboygan.
Parting comments. We got about a minute, Mike.
Well, I just like to say that it's been a great pleasure to serve the citizens of the city and the county, and I look forward to doing the same in the future. Some of the things I've talked about are things that are really I did, and many of the things that Mayor Van Akron's talked about that he says he accomplished, he was there to tie the bow at the end. He wasn't there to raise that baby and put it through school and help it out along the way, and I hope people see the difference in that, and they'll give me a chance to work for them as mayor of the city of Sheboygan. Thank you much, Mike.
Thank you. Mike Vandersteen, our guest this morning.